Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Yes, it is. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you folks with us wherever you might be. And certainly our thoughts are with all of our listeners in places like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and Chicago. You folks are under the gun. And if ever there was a reason to be a legal, law-abiding gun owner in the United States of America, that's it. What you are seeing unfold in those cities, that's the reason why. By the way, we mentioned this briefly right at the last few moments of the first hour of the show. Senator Joni Ernst is among those who are calling for an investigation from the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB. And they want to put a stop to what's happening in these cities by going after the federal dollars. Congressman Dan Bishop on the House side, Senator Joni Ernst there in the Senate, and they're wanting an investigation. And their philosophy is very simple. If these cities are not going to enforce the law, if they're not going to protect their citizens, if they're not going to protect the federal entities that are in those cities, then let's just yank their money. Sounds like a good idea to me. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. And a good friend of this program, it's been a while, David Bossy joins us. And by the way, David, if you're going to follow him on Twitter, by the way, it's David_Bossy. And David, Twitter, I just get so angry at them. I've been following you for years, and I realized all of a sudden, I'm not following you again. These social media platforms are killing me.
Me too. And I find that same problem. I get shadowed, routinely, and it's a frustrating thing. The big tech, giants, they want to control all conservatives' speech. They don't agree with it, so they figure they'll just not let people hear it, and that's part of the problem that we as conservatives face. So it's good to be with you, and what's going on in Portland and these other cities, Joni Ernst and the folks supporting that bill are exactly right. If they're not going to do it right, well, first of all, how about the irony of, having these cities burned down and rioting and looting that the mayors and the city councils and the governors allow, and then they come to the federal government, to federal taxpayers. It's not the federal government. People forget that the federal government's made up of us, the taxpayer, and they're going to come to us to bail out their cities, to rebuild the places they allowed to be looted, they are allowing to be burned. Have some responsibility, and maybe if the local folks there have to be made to pay the freight, maybe they'll remove their failed leaders.
You know what, David Bossy, you're absolutely right. And by the way, folks, you got to follow David on Twitter. Of course, he is also president of Citizens United and was the 2016 deputy campaign manager for our great president and a New York Times bestselling author. You know, that had to trigger some folks in the New York Times.
Oh, boy, you better believe it. And I look forward to Corey Lewandowski and I, who have written a couple books. We have a new one coming out in September, so maybe we'll get a chance to visit then about it.
You know, David, as a brief aside here, we've had Corey on the show a lot, and I told him one day, one day I just came out and said, Corey, I said, he talked about driving a pickup truck and he was taking his kids out to Cracker Barrel, and I said, Corey, you're not a Yankee, you're a Southerner. You just need to come on down to Dixie, God's country.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, he couldn't question. Say we couldn't get him to. We couldn't get him to say y'all, so that was the deal breaker. But, it was like
you
guys.
You actually don't want that. You don't want that, actually. No, Corey's he's a New Englander, but I'm trying to get my son to go to Liberty. I have a daughter at the University of Alabama, and my wife's from Alabama, so, we have Alabama roots. So My son's looking at Auburn and Alabama and a few others, but he's also looking at Liberty, so we're excited.
Liberty's it's a great school, and we just really respect the great work they're doing there. You know, David, back to what's happening, though, in these major cities, Ted Wheeler taking a walk and standing in solidarity with these people, saying that they're peaceful protesters while they are literally setting fire to the federal courthouse. I just want to buy – I don't know who tear gassed the mayor, but I want to buy that person a drink.
100%. I enjoyed that. That's called entertainment. Look, this guy should be removed from office for either stupidity or incompetence. I'm not sure which. But the people of Portland elected him. And they elected a guy who's a leftist. But I don't know that they knew how far gone he was ideologically, that he believes in their abilities to burn their own city down. And he's going to be a guy who's going to, like other mayors, come to the federal taxpayer for a bailout once Portland gets under control. And it's only going to get under control if law and order is brought to bear. And so these people attacking the federal courthouse, you know, what do they think is going to happen? They say enough's enough, and they let them go, and they let them go. But the problem is the city, you know, the city cops are told to stand down, and they don't do anything. And that's why President Trump said, we're for law and order. We are not going to allow anarchy in our streets. And so that's why he is compelled. He is being forced by these mayors to send people, men and women, to support the other federal law enforcement members that are currently in those cities. And that's a very important thing.
You know, another big issue here, we've been following the developments out of Washington and other places where these Democrat mayors are cracking down on civil liberties. A $1,000 fine for anybody over the age of 18 if you go outside in Washington, D.C. without a mask on. And some of the local reporting says they're actually trying to investigate the president. What are they going to do, show up at the White House and, you know, take the president out in handcuffs? I mean, come on here.
Well, that's what they would like to do. They hate him.
They would love it.
So much. Yeah, they hate him so much. And look, just when he went to Florida a couple, 3 weeks ago to Miami for a presidential speech somewhere for some event, you know, they had an issue that the city of Miami had an ordinance that forced you. And there was a conversation about whether they could force the president to adhere to it. And the president is not, you know, there was a conversation about whether he's, you know, forced to live under that local rule for the hour that he's going to be there. But he's acting as president. You just can't do that. But the left wants to be able to do that.
But it's this idea of our civil liberties under attack. And here they are going after law-abiding citizens, shutting down mom-and-pop businesses, shutting down the churches. I mean, Lori Lightfoot sending cops to shut down churches while people are getting gunned down in the streets. I have to imagine that law and order, David, is going to be a central component of this president's reelection strategy.
It is, and it's going to continue to be because, you know, as you just said, law and order or anarchy in the streets, law and order or open borders. These things are all connected, and it's the left. They want to destroy America. The left wants to destroy America, and they are willing to attack, and it's not willing. They target police officers. They target federal law enforcement, state law enforcement, local law enforcement, to break their backs so that it's another step towards the Saul Alinsky model. And that's what this is about. Nothing more, nothing less. They hate America. They want to destroy America. This election in November is going to come down to the future of America. It's a binary choice when you walk into the ballot box. And you need to decide about the future for your children and grandchildren, whether it's a future of hope and opportunity and freedom, whether it is about lower taxes, border security, law and order, or is it about anarchy, about open borders, about higher taxes, and about no opportunity for your children and grandchildren. This is going to be a stark election, and Donald Trump stands for freedom. And Joe Biden, he bows to the mob, and we all have seen it, and we know it.
You know, David, here's what concerns me about Joe Biden. I mean, the Democrats, they're not stupid. I mean, they're morons, but they're not stupid. And right. They know they've got a candidate who at this very moment is in the basement of his home, wandering around in his pajama pants and slippers, mumbling to himself. They know that. So my concern is this. Who's going to be filling that empty brain of his with all of the ideas and all of the talking points and all of the proposed legislation? That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I'm concerned that he may not even know what any of those things are.
Look, this is enough.
A progressive problem that he has. This is not something that's going to get fixed tomorrow. This is something that if he was to win in 4 months, in 7 months, he takes office, this will be his cognitive issues will be even worse 7 months from now, because that's human nature, unfortunately, for our bodies. That's what happens. It's not when nobody wishes this upon anyone, but it happens to people. My concern is, who do they pick as vice president?
True.
Because that person is running the show, maybe in more ways than one. And so I think that scrutiny of who the VP choice is and what that person believes is vitally important to what happens, on election day.
And, we're going to wrap it up with this one, David, but it really is true. These Democrats are willing to make people suffer if they can beat this president. It's just unbelievable.
Todd, it's exactly right. Look, Bill Maher said it. He didn't mean it about this issue, but he said this a year or so ago that I am hopeful, meaning Bill Maher, that we have a recession because the economy is the pathway to victory for Donald Trump's second term. And he wished for a recession so that Americans lose their jobs, so that American loses their incomes and their wealth, all to beat this president. This is a problem. We used to be able to have conversations, Todd, you and I, other people, we could have conversations, agree or disagree, and move on. It was fine. Today, they want to cancel you. Today, they want you fired from your job. Today, they want you removed from college campus. It's not good enough to disagree. If you disagree, the mob comes for you. And that's the danger for a society like ours, in a free society. We must really work hard at our First Amendment freedoms and beating back this mob mentality of striking down all those that oppose you.
Well said. David, we got to leave it there. It's great hearing from you, and we'd love to get you back on the show sometime soon.
Love to do it. Anytime, Todd. Thanks so much.
All right. Follow this man on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. David Bossie, David_Bossie, Citizens United. He is president of that great organization. You need to check him out on the social media platforms. Where is this story? Oh, folks, this is going to trigger call screener Avery and Caleb, our great audio engineer. This is horrible news coming out of California. And it's just unbelievable. This is the headline. It's official. Buffalo wings are no longer a meal in California.
What does that mean?
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. The governor there has decided that buffalo chicken wings, do not constitute a meal according to the new health guidelines. And as such, any bar that wanted to remain open because they were a restaurant, because they serve chicken wings, will not be allowed to do so.
Are you kidding me?
No. This is an honest-to-goodness story. It's official. Buffalo wings, no longer a meal in California. The newspaper, this is the Sun newspaper. And I want to read some of the new rules and regulations. This is coming from the state's Alcoholic and Beverage Control Agency. These are things that no longer qualify as a meal. Snacks such as pretzels, nuts, popcorn, pickles, and chips.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
It gets worse, guys. Food ordinarily served as appetizers or first courses such as cheese sticks, fried calamari, pizza bites, egg rolls, pot stickers, cups of soup, and any small portion of a dish that may constitute a main course when it is not served in a full portion or when it is intended for sharing in small portions.
Well, who gets to define the size of a portion? That opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
So for example, I mean, look, so here's the deal. They're trying to shut down the bars. And they're saying, well, look, you know, if you are a restaurant, you can stay open. So a lot of these bars are saying, well, hey, we serve all of this food, and it's good food. And they're saying, no, that doesn't count. That's not a meal in California anymore. They also say that, oh, we've got to take a break here. I'll finish this up here. We'll do this after the break. But there you have it, folks. Chicken wings, no longer a meal. Thanks to the China virus. 844-747-8868, a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I know that poor Avery and Caleb were pretty much heartbroken by the news coming out of California. The governor there announcing that hot wings are no longer considered a meal. And there's a whole list of other things, from egg rolls, pot stickers. And the whole point of this is bars that want to stay open during the China virus are saying, well, hey, we're a restaurant, too. And now the state's alcoholic and beverage control coming in and saying, yeah, that's not the case. And in addition, guys, to saying that chicken wings are no longer a meal or cheese sticks, they're also saying side dishes such as bread and rolls, French fries, onion rings, small salads, including green potato, macaroni or fruit, rice, mashed potatoes and small portions of vegetables.
Well, see, this brings up an interesting conversation as to what is an appetizer and what really is a meal. Like, because going back, you said there was a rule they had also put in that said foods that would normally constitute a meal if they were served in larger portions. But see, I have a problem with those anyway. Like, people, chicken tenders aren't appetizers. I mean, come on. If you're ordering the chicken tenders, that's your meal. Yeah. Be real about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dessert's on the list, too. So you can't say dessert is your
what?
Supper.
All right. Now it's war.
Yep.
I feel bad for the people in California. I mean, I get it. You guys get what you vote for. But, there are a lot of people that love chicken wings who are conservatives. And now you guys are not going to be able to have your chicken wings.
We can here in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
That's because you guys are a freedom-loving state.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Grace Baker, who is a reporter for KWAM, which is where we broadcast this radio program, just stormed up into the studio during the commercial break. I was horrified. I didn't know what was going on. I thought something tragic had happened. And she says, what do you mean? What do you mean chicken wings aren't a meal? She's apparently on the keto diet? Is that what they call it? And that's all she can eat is chicken wings.
I just call it eating a lot of wings.
What are you supposed to do?
Part of my normal diet.
They're finger looking good. Come on. Come on, folks. Come on, California. What's wrong with you people? All right. Bernie Carrick coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Some time against Democratic mayors across the country, whether it's me, whether it's Keisha Lance Bottoms in Atlanta, whether it's Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C., whether it's Jenny Durkin in Seattle. You see a common theme here? The president is trying to divert attention from his failed leadership on COVID-19.
Okay, that woman is slap crazy, folks. You hate to say that about somebody, but something's not right there. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, saying that President Trump is sending the federal troops into only cities that have female leadership. So she is suggesting that the president's behavior is sexist. Well, well, okay. What about Portland, Oregon? What about Mayor Ted Wheeler? Oh, well, maybe she does have a point. There you go. All right, let's get to the Liberty University newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, the former police commissioner in New York City, Bernie Carrick, at Bernard Carrick on Twitter. You got to follow him on Twitter. Bernie, good to have you with us again.
Thank you, sir.
When you hear comments like that coming out of an elected leader of the nation's third largest city, what goes through your mind as a law enforcement officer?
Honestly, Todd, what goes through my mind is the history of Chicago, right? You know, she's trying to divert, you know, she says that the president is diverting attention away from COVID. I would tend to differ, and here's how I would differ. I would say that the mayor of Chicago and the mayor of Seattle and the mayor of Portland and every one of these other mayors that have had enormous problems in their cities over the last 2 months, they're trying to divert from another issue, and that is the systemic slaughter of Black men and women in their communities. Chicago's dealing with the highest murder rate and highest shootings, highest violent crime rate, probably in the last 10 years. They've got about a 40 to 50% jump this year over last year. When you look at cities like Baltimore, Chicago, Minneapolis, I can give you 20 of the top most violent cities in America today. Every single one of them are run by Democrats. Every single one of them have been run by Democrats for decades, some 30 and 40 years. And they continually attack the president. They attack everybody under the sun. But the one thing they do more than anything is they divert the attention away from their failed policies, from their failed leadership, from their inability to reduce crime, reduce the murder rate, and keep their communities safe. That's what this is all about. And all you have to do is watch the mainstream media on a Monday morning. What happened in Chicago over the last weekend? What happened in Baltimore? What happened in Minneapolis, Detroit? You name it. Every one of these cities are under siege to the point that you have their own citizens saying it's a war zone.
And Bernie, then you've got the mainstream media flat out lying and misrepresenting what's really going on, suggesting that paramilitary troops have landed in our major cities and they're pulling people off the streets and into, you know, unmarked cars. I mean, this is just outrageous reporting, very dangerous on the part of the media.
You know what's kind of crazy, Todd? Years ago, I remember, you know, even 10 years ago, the press, even CNN, MSNBC, 10 years ago, they would have to have some credibility in their story. Today, they perpetuate these outright lies. It's not disinformation. These are lies. They know they're lies. So I want to clarify, so to speak, for your listeners. You know, there's this reporting that Portland, for example, has stormtroopers. The troops, they're calling them the troops. There's no troops. There's no stormtroopers. These are federal agents, special agents by the Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Marshals Service that's charged under federal law with securing federal buildings and federal courthouses. That's what they're there for. Forget the uniform of the day, whether it's camos or whether it's blacks or no matter what the case may be. These are what they call tactical uniforms. Why? Because they're not going to be out there in dress blues getting urine and feces thrown at them and garbage and you know, rocks and stones and Molotov cocktails. You're going to wear a tactical uniform, and that's what they're doing. So that's who's there. So what they're doing now, what the mayors are doing, is they're trying to give this inference that we have paramilitary and military troops in Portland and some of these other cities, and that the president is looking to do this in all of these cities that's saturated with violent crime and murder. And here's the reality. In those cities, there's already federal agents there. In every one of the major cities, whether it's Chicago or Baltimore or New York City, you have a joint terrorist task force with the FBI. That's New York City detectives, New York State troopers, the FBI, and a number of federal agencies. You have the same thing on the DEA side, the drug side. You have the same thing on the ATF side, looking for guns, illegal guns, gun violations, federal gun violations. Well, what the president wants to do now is he wants to enhance those units. Basically, he wants to send more special agents in and basically look for what I've tweeted about for the last week. You're going to go into the communities now, guns, gangs, and drugs, because that's what stirs this violence. That's what creates this violence. And now you're going to do it with federal agents. And now you're going to make sure that people are held accountable, because the laws that they've infused in these localities, you can't hold anybody in jail. You have a guy that gets locked up in Chicago in a week, in 6 days, a period of 6 days, a guy gets locked up and released once on a robbery, once on a shooting, once on a gun possession, 6 times in a week, the same guy locked up and released over and over. Guess what? That's not going to happen on a federal charge. So they got to get these federal agents into these communities, start locking up these thugs, get them off the streets. Go after the guns, go after the drugs, go after the gangs, and this stuff will subside.
Bernie, what are you hearing in New York City? You know, I moved away from New York. I lived in Brooklyn and downtown for, 15 years. And
you have a lot of people following you right now.
Though. Yeah, no, I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that. And also a lot of NYPD putting in the papers.
Lots. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head right now, but I would say you have the highest purge in retirements and outright resignations, not just retirements. A lot of guys, they don't have the time in to retire, but you have the most substantial numbers of resignations and retirements that you probably had in the last 3 decades.
Wow. It's tragic. I mean, what a beautiful city. And loved it there. Good people. But I got to tell you, the good people are getting out of there if they can.
Well, when you have a mayor that's a left-leaning Marxist, an admitted Marxist, who despises the police department, who would rather support a domestic terror group like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that's who he's supporting. That's who he defends. You know, he victimizes the thugs and the militants and the anarchists, and he, villainizes the police. As long as that's going to happen, you're going to see increases in violent crime, shooting, and murder. You're going to see a mass exodus in the city, because nobody wants to live, visit, work, go to school in a place where they're not safe. And that's what's happening.
Is it fixable? I mean, and how long is it going to take for things to get back to normal?
Well, listen, it's fixable, and I think out of anybody in this country that has the credibility to say that, it's me, it's Giuliani, it's Bill Bratton. We did it. Keep in mind, back in 1994, when Giuliani came into office, we had on average about 2,200 murders per year. We had more murders in New York City than Chicago, Baltimore, and Minneapolis combined today. So it was the murder capital of the world. It was the most violent city in the world. It was filthy, mismanaged, disgusting. Within an 8-year period, we dropped the violent crime by 65%, dropped the murder rate by 70%. And in the black communities, those murder rates dropped close to 80%. Well, it can be done. It can be done. I'm a witness to how it gets done and why it gets done. But I can tell you, you need real leadership. You need leadership that has the courage to stand up to groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and to these left-wing lunatic politicians that want to promote this stuff. If you have somebody like that in charge, it'll get fixed, and it'll get fixed fast.
Yeah. All right. Bernie, we're going to have to leave it there. Good hearing from you. Be safe out there.
Todd, thank you.
Bernie Kerik, folks, great American patriot right there. And what he did, and Mayor Rudy Giuliani back in the day, they saved New York City. They pulled that city out of the throes of despair and crime and corruption. And it was, I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun living there. You felt safe no matter where you went. You felt safe. You felt like people were in charge, that the police officers, they knew that City Hall had their back. And that's just not the way it is right now. And I'm telling you, moms, dads, don't send your kids to New York City. It's not safe. And it's not going to be safe for a very long time, as long as Bill de Blasio is in charge. All right, look, we've got to take a break. We're going to get to the phones when we come back. One of the ideas coming out of Capitol Hill is to defund these cities that have embraced the anarchist. What do you think about that? Is that the right course of action? Do you support President Trump sending in the federal agents to stop this this violence and the attacks on these federal buildings? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, I'm a big movie fan, and I love the Tyler Perry movies. Have you seen them? I love all kinds of movies. Action, adventure, you name it. But I enjoy the Tyler Perry, the Madea movies. And remember Cedric the Entertainer and Ice Cube? They had the barbershop movie. I just enjoy watching it. You know, good movies. And anyway, Ice Cube is in the news. Have you seen those movies, Avery? I know you're a film major in college.
I haven't seen the barbershop movies, but I've seen plenty of Tyler Perry's movies.
Mm-hmm. I love Madea. She's very entertaining.
You haven't seen By Felicia?
No, what? That's a movie?
Well, it's a scene in a movie.
Oh, yeah. I know that, yes.
I was watching a documentary last night on Air Force One during 9/11. It was riveting. But no, I didn't see that Felicia movie.
It was Boys in the Hood. The By Felicia was a scene in the movie. Very famous line delivered by Ice Cube.
Okay. Oh, my apologies. I'm not that big of an Ice Cube fan.
Well, I thought you said you'd watch his movies. I just thought maybe you'd get it, but I feel awkward.
Barbershop 1 and Barbershop 2. That's about the extent of it. Anyway, Ice Cube, he is very successful actor and has over 100 soundtrack credits, 31 producer credits, been in over 70 films or TV shows. Ice Cube wants reparations. No, I'm not making this up. This is from Breitbart. Ice Cube, Mr. Cube, says that Hollywood studios such as MGM, Warner Brothers, and Universal should fund black studios to compensate black people for stealing our history and giving it to white people. Now, I kind of feel bad about this because I may be guilty of this, fellas. I may be guilty of stealing Ice Cube's history by watching the barbershop movies. You know, that is part of the black experience, going to the barbershop on Saturdays, getting your hair cut. And I, as a white person, may have contributed to some of the angst there because I spent my money to go and watch this movie. And then when it came out on the iTunes, I purchased the movie. It's in my movie collection. And I kind of feel bad about that now.
How dare you, Todd?
I know.
Shame.
I'm a horrible person. Terrible person. Mr. Cube goes on to say, all the studios who contributed in our narrative and our pain and our misrepresentation and stealing our history and giving it to white people for over 100 years, So I think these studios that we know and love should kick into a studio that's ran by black. I believe that should be run, but I don't want to correct grammar. My apologies. That's ran by black people with no outside influences and whose movies and projects are owned by those black people. Mr. Cube said. He's also calling for black artists and black directors and writers and people who put the projects together that they should own the projects. Mr. Cube was on an interview with The Breakfast Club. Radio host Charlemagne the God. Oh, who was it? Somebody. Oh, it was.
It's Biden. You're thinking of Biden.
No. Matt Schlapp from our good friend from CPAC was on Fox News, and they were in doing this huge debate, and he thought that Charlemagne the God was a rap artist. So,
I thought you were going to reference Biden's gaffe that happened on, because that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear Charlemagne the God's name now.
What was Biden's gaffe?
Because remember, Biden said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black on Charlemagne the God
right.
Show.
Well, that's true. So, I forgot about that. That's right. So Charlemagne the God is not black. He's not a black man, even though he is a black man. But Biden says he's not black, and, whatever Biden says, goes. So there you have it, folks. Ice Cube, the popular movie star and whatnot, says that that they want reparations for every Hollywood. I wonder, what about Juicy Smollett? What about Jussie Smollett? Does he get reparations? What about Sherman Helmsley, who was a star of the hit show The Jeffersons back in the day?
What would Jussie Smollett's reparations be? Just give him his Subway sandwich?
Yeah, and maybe, a free pass to the gym. I don't know. I mean, come on. It's crazy, man. Just crazy. Eddie Murphy, I'm a huge Eddie Murphy fan. And I watched. Have you guys seen the Dolomite? Dolomite Is My Name. Have you seen that
yeah.
movie? What a great film! I love that. And the idea, guys, that now all of a sudden I can't watch that movie because I'm a white person and I'm stealing Dolomite's history. I mean, are you guys understanding what's happening here? And the culture at large. I mean, this is some scary stuff, folks. Got to pay attention here to what's going on in the culture. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our number. By the way, you know what? I pay reparations every time I go to the movie, and I pay $30 for a big tub of popcorn. What are you talking about, Mr. Cube?